Pope Francis's nephew remembers father figure Uncle Jorge, date modified colon 2025-04-25T1535:07.501Z, description colon Josa copyright Ignacio Bergoglio tells the BBC of the special relationship he had with his uncle who became Pope Francis. Pope Francis' nephew remembers father figure Uncle Jorge, 4 days ago, save, Santiago Vangas BBC News Mundo, save, Josa copyright Ignacio Bergoglio, Josa copyright Ignacio with his uncle, Jorge Mario, to his family, Pope Francis was simply Jorge Mario, even during the 12 years that he was pontiff. When Jorge decided to accept the papacy, he understood his life as he knew it would change forever. And so did we, the Pope's nephew, Josa copyright Ignacio Bergoglio, told BBC News Mundo. When we heard of his passing, it came with a certain comfort to the soul, because we knew our loved one was finally at peace, and once again, he was simply our Uncle Jorge. Before he became the first Latin American to lead the Catholic Church, Pope Francis was Jorge Mario Bergoglio, born into a close-knit, middle-class household in the Argentine capital, Buenos Aires. Live updates, world leaders in Rome for Pope's funeral. A guide to the funeral. Pope Francis' funeral is chance for brush by diplomacy. The famous faces that will be in Rome. Getty Images, Jorge Mario Bergoglio, back row, second from the left, with his parents, grandparents, brothers and sisters, the eldest of five siblings. He often described their bond as being as close as the fingers of one hand. Among them, he shared a particularly special connection with his younger sister, Maria Elena, now the only surviving member of his immediate family. Getty Images, the Pope always had a special relationship with his youngest sister, Maria Elena, 77, who lives under the care of nuns in Buenos Aires. Father figure Pope Francis also played a pivotal role in the life of his nephew, Maria Elena's son Josa copyright Ignacio, who grew up without a father. I always say that my two uncles, Alberto and Jorge, became the father figures I so deeply missed as a child, Josa copyright Ignacio said. Jorge knew how to be serious when needed, but he never lost his spontaneity or his sense of humor. He was a warm, approachable uncle, and I loved him deeply. Josa copyright Ignacio vividly remembers the day his uncle was elected Pope, a moment that stunned him, especially after he had dismissed all speculation that Jorge could ascend to the papacy. I had gone to a family friend's house for a meal, and we began watching the conclave. The moment the white smoke rose, I started to tremble. I became incredibly nervous, he said. You can watch and follow the funeral live here on the BBC News website and app. In the UK, there will be live coverage on BBC One from 08:30 to 12:30 BST, presented by Rita Chakrabarty, available to watch on the iPlayer. There will also be live coverage on the BBC News Channel, presented by Mariam Mashery. Finally, you can also follow coverage of the funeral on the BBC World Service. Then, the proto-deacon stepped out and announced, Habemus Papam. I only heard Giorgio Mario. I dropped to my knees in front of the television and started to cry. The short journey to share the news with his mother, who lived just 15 blocks away, took much longer than usual. Everywhere he went, locals stopped him to offer their congratulations. At home, I hugged my mother, and we cried together for a while. Then cousins and friends started to arrive, and the phone was ringing off the hook. Amid the chaos, with local and international media camped outside their door, the phone rang again around 9 p.m. A distant voice on the other end simply said, "Hello. Who am I speaking to?" I asked. "It's Jorge, Boludo," came the reply using the rude slang Argentines use for idiot, often affectionately. It was Pope Francis, swearing, Josa copyright Ignacio recalled. I handed the phone to Mum. As they spoke, I watched her tears dry. It was an incredibly moving moment. Powerful message, Getty Images. When Jorge Mario Bergoglio became Pope in 2013, it surprised much of the world, hundreds of thousands are expected to gather in St. Peter's Square on Saturday for Pope Francis's funeral, including world leaders, Catholic officials, and mourners from around the globe. However, Jose Copyright Ignacio said his family had no plans to travel to Rome for the service. "We firmly believe our place is here," he explained, encouraging mourners to honor Pope Francis's memory by donating to charity, a gesture he believed would be a more meaningful tribute. Jose Copyright Ignacio had shared the news of his wife's pregnancy with the Pope during their last conversation, a moment that would remain etched in his memory forever. "The joy and emotion he expressed were deeply meaningful to me," he said, adding that Pope Francis left him with a powerful message to live a life of solidarity, austerity, humility, and commitment. He also remembered a conversation from his teenage years when his uncle was a cardinal, recalling it as the best advice he ever received on how to make the world a better place. "Change comes from within, through commitment," his uncle had told him. "If you're unhappy with the police, become a policeman and change it from within. If you're dissatisfied with politics, get involved in politics. With commitment and conviction, we can create a better world," he said. "I think this is one of the most profound lessons I've learned from him." Family and education, Catholicism, culture, Argentina, Pope Francis, Roman Catholic Church, religion.